time frame is a must-win, or how do you approach this? Is it dangerous to say must-win this early?
I mean, every game is really a must-win. You could put a must-win on every game. I mean, we play football in the National Football League. It's about winning. You know, it's not about going out there and losing. It's about winning. So every time we step out on a football field, that's what we try to do. And, you know, it doesn't always happen where, you know, you win, but that's what we go out there to do. So going out there this weekend, that's what we're going out there to do. We're going out there to win. We prepare to win. We practice. The energy has been great, good enough for a win. We just got to go out there and get it.
What makes you believe you can win if Paxton has to go? What's the confidence level
of him? I mean, you seen the first game that he played in. We see him every day here in practice. I mean, he's on the roster, you know, for a reason. If Paxton has to go, then we feel 100% comfortable with Paxton, like we have, you know, before. You know, he's been developing out here, and if he has to go, then he has to go. If not, then, you know, he doesn't.
What kind of improvement have you seen from him, though? I mean, he goes against your defense as a scout team quarterback a bunch.
He's always shown signs of greatness. You know, he's always shown signs of the type of quarterback that we want him to be. It's just about being consistent in the National Football League. It's about consistency with him. It's about consistency with me. It's about consistency with everybody in this organization. So if, you know, he can go out there and be consistent just like the rest of us, I feel like he has a tremendous shot at being successful.
Rare opportunity that the NFL is letting you guys wear some different cleats for good cause, though. You wish they would do more stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, what the NFL has been doing has been great. I mean, if you step back and look around, I mean, it's great to play in the National Football League. It's great to be involved in the National Football League. What they've done with the cleats is just another great thing that I feel like adds some creativity to the game, and also it lets you put your cause out there. It's a dope two-sided deal this week.
You like how yours turned out?
Yeah, I like mine. If it was probably a vote on who had the best ones, I don't know. Mine would probably be up there, number one. Yeah, I designed these cleats a really long time ago. Now, I didn't like actually put like the paint on them. You know, the great guys over there at Adidas, the creative team that does that, they made them what they are. But, you know, we sat down and we talked about what we wanted to put on the cleats, and they came out amazing, just like the rest of my cleats.
Vaughn, your defense has played well, except for the end of the game here, the last couple games. Anything to pinpoint there?
I mean, like I said, after the game, you know, we've been in that situation, I don't know, countless times. You know, I've been in that situation countless times, and I've been able to make a play. I was always able to make a play, you know, for my teammates. Yeah, you know, so and I had my opportunities in that game. It's, you always have your opportunities. You got to, you know, take advantage of the moment and make it happen. And we had a great game. We just didn't make it happen at the end. And, you know, I like our chances, you know, 9 times out of 10 in that situation. It was, just unfortunate we weren't able to close from a pass rush perspective, from a big play point perspective. I mean, from a big play point of view from my end, the secondary, you know, the linebackers, all across the board, we just didn't make those type of plays that we usually do to end games.
Penalties were an issue for you guys on that final drive. 15 total as a team. Mm-hmm. That's the highest this season. What do you attribute that to?
I mean, I had two of those. And, you know, I just can't, you know, put my team in that type of situation, especially like, you know, to win the game right there. And, you know, you jump off sides and now it's first and five. And, you know, the secondary is kind of hard to play, you know, a first down with 5 yards to go. So, you know, I attribute it to two of those. And, you know, I just got to, you know, be more focused in the moment. You know, I hate that, you know, jumping off sides, you know, it's going to happen. It happens to, you know, all the greats. It just can't happen in those moments. You know, at the beginning of the game, you know, the first series or something like that, second series, but just not at the end of the game. And I did that twice this last past week. But I think I'm gonna be able to get it right.
Time for one more for Vaughn.
Pass rushing is where you make your money. Is pass coverage where you come the furthest, would you say, in your game?
Yeah, I would like to think that coverage is more a priority. It's more of a priority for me. And I just had to develop in to the type of, you know, linebacker I've always wanted to cover, but now it's just, you know, that's what I do. I don't know what happened when I first got here. I couldn't do it. In college I did a little bit, but just having great coaches and, you know, a great scheme, just developing into the type of linebacker that I know I can be.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you.